Welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, January 19, 2026. We're going to have Artist of the Day, Roberto Goyeneche, a.k.a. El Polaco, one of the most charismatic and iconic tango singers of all time. We'll also have Argentine destinations. We are going to the town, the city actually, of Villa Carlos Paz in the province of Córdoba, one of the top summer destinations in the country. And we'll have also a feature on Mafalda, the iconic Argentine cartoon character. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are the EXA. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar, plus our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. Our frequency for shortwave transmissions via WRMI is 5,850 kHz. Let's kick off the show with music by Sui Generis. This is a classic from the early 1970s. Bienvenidos al tren, welcome to the train.
Cuantos quieran, que serán tratados bien. Yeah.
Es que vago y es al navegar. RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界でアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE Argentina to the World presents Roberto Goyeneche, the great narrator of tango. The most famous tango singer of the last decades, Roberto Goyeneche, was the embodiment of a unique style in which the spoken word prevailed.
Barrio de Belgrano, Caserón de Texas.¿Te acuerdas, hermano, de las tibias noches sobre la vereda? Cuando un tren cercano nos dejaba viejas raras añoranzas bajo la templanza suave del rosal.
Roberto Goyeneche was born in 1926 in the neighborhood of Saavedra in the city of Buenos Aires. And there he grew up and lived all his life. He belonged to a modest family of Basque origin. His father had a little store and he was an amateur pianist.The family included several uncles, one of them a bandoneon player. Since his father died when he was only five, Roberto had to start working at a very early age to help with the support of the family. He loved the memories of his family, his neighborhood, and the football club he was a fan of, Platense.
In Saavedra, casa de mi abuela, de mi madre.
I was born in Saavedra and my grandmother's house.My mom's name was Maria Elena and my dad's Emilio. I have a brother, and let me tell you that 99.5% of my childhood was a happy time, very happy time. Life was different. We shared everything.
Se compartía todo.
Revivió, revivió en las voces dormidas del piano y al conjuro sutil de tu mano.El faltón del abuelo vendrá.
To collaborate with his family, Goyeneche dropped out from secondary school and started working as errand boy for a lawyer's study, where he would later become an administrative. He had also other jobs. He worked as mechanic, bus driver, and taxi driver. And always, always he sang. And although he never pursued musical studies, he liked to say he sang before he was born.And tango, during his time, was quite trendy.
A metros de lo de los Goyeneche.
Meters away from the Goyeneche's house, there lived a bandoneon player and conductor of an orchestra integrated by musicians of the same neighborhood. Roberto started his career as singer with them. For them, the music was an everyday enjoyment. The local orchestras, like today's rock bands, were to be found at every corner.And since he was a child, Goyeneche felt the tango influence. He was surrounded by tango. And from his early years of adolescent, he practiced the tango lyrics that brought fame to Gardel, Magaldi, Corsini and Charlo, published in the magazine The Singing Soul. The repertoire also included his uncle's compositions.Among them, the tango Pompas that Gardel himself had sung before.
Compuesto temas para Enrique Cadícamo.
Bebeta de mi barrio, papa papusa, que andas paseando en auto con un bacán, que te has cortado el pelo como se usa y que te lo has teñido con los champagneEn los piringundines de por aquí fuelle bailas haciendo cortes de cotizón y que a las milongueras pa' darles dique al irte con tu camba pa' ti,
Roberto Goyeneche launched his artistic career singing with the different orchestras of the time.Until in 1944, he was the winner of a contest of tango singers organized at a club, and whose first prize consisted in singing a whole season with the orchestra of Raúl Caplún. Goyeneche was still underage and received the prize through his mother, only after Caplún himself promised to put the young singer on the bus back home Once the performance was over, every night.
Era más blanda que el agua, que el agua blanda. Era más fresca que el río, un naranjo en flor. Y en esa calle de estío, calle perdida, dejó un pedazo de vida y se marchó. Primero hay que saber sufrir, después amar, después partir y al fin andar sin pensamiento. Perfume de naranjo en flor, promesas vanas de un amor que se escaparon en el viento. Después, ¿qué importa del después? Toda mi vida es el ayer que me detiene en el pasado. Eterna y vieja juventud que me ha dejado acobardado. Como un pájaro sin luz.
When Goyeneche turned 18, he left his job as a mechanic and started driving a bus. And later, a taxi an uncle of his gave to him. Simultaneously, he sang every night with Kaplun's orchestra. After getting married, and in order to support his new family, he stopped singing and took to bus driving. Yet, after some time,
los pasajeros que transporta Goyeneche.
The passengers on Goyeneche's bus had the privilege of listening little by little his rendezvous with tango. Polish drove and sang. Justo José Otero, Horacio Salgan's representative, heard him one night while Goyeneche was driving the bus, and he immediately told Salgan. Shortly after, when there appeared a vacancy in the orchestra, they went after the bus driver, and after a thorough search, they found him.
Milonga era bullanguera, que la vas de alma de loca, la que con tu risa alegre despertas el cabaret, la que llevas la alegría en los ojos y en la boca, la que siempre fueras reina de la farra y el placer.
Goyeneche's participation in Salgan's orchestra left very valuable recordings such as Anat's Soul and Let the Carnival Go On, among others. It was there that he was baptized with the nickname The Polish. Due to his fair hair, he would stay with Salgan until 1956.
La sonrisa de tus labios dibujaban quebrada y una entrevista lágrima turbada como una perla de tus ojos fue a rodar.
In 1956, the Polish joined Aníbal Troilo's orchestra to stay until 1963. The Polish's performance with Troilo was decisive in his career because it offered him a repertoire that would accompany him until the end of it, and also gave him a very respected name within the tango world. We will listen to Goyeneche now recalling his first meeting with Pichuco, the nickname under which Troilo was known. I was singing with Salgan. Pichuco comes in just when I started singing, and the people forgot Salgan and Goyeneche and started shouting, "Pichuco, Pichuco." Then, on the microphone, I said, "Stop it, silence." Troilo also asks people to shut up and sit down. When I finished singing and climbed down the stage, Troilo got hold of my arm and told me, "Pibe, I have to talk to you, because I'd like you to come to sing with me." I did not take it seriously, but as a way of retribution or excuse for what had just happened. And the time went by until Zita, Troilo's wife, told him one day, "You know who my favorite singer is? A fair-haired boy that sings with Salgan." And then and there, Pichuco comes, but to listen to me.
Le dijo al gordo, mira, mi cantor, ¿sabe quién es mi cantor? Este, hay un rubiecito ahí que canta.
Lástima bandoneón, mi corazón, tu ronca maldición maleva, tu lágrima de ron me lleva
Así hay hondo bajo fondo donde el barro se subleva. Ya sé, no me digas tener razón. La vida es una herida absurda y es todo, todo tan fugaz que es una curda nada más. Mi confesión.
The registrations made during this period became classics, such as The Last Bouge and The Drizzle.
De frío, el viento trae un extraño lamento. Parece un pozo de sombras la noche, y yo en las sombras camino muy lento. Mientras tanto, la garúa se acentúa con sus púas en mi corazón. Y en esa noche tan fría y tan mía, pensando siempre lo mismo, mi abismo. Y por más que quiera odiarla, desecharla y olvidarla, la recuerdo más. Garúa, solo y triste por la acera, va este corazón transido con tristeza de tapera, sintiendo tu hielo, porque aquella con su olvido hoy le ha abierto una gotera. Perdido como un duende que en las sombras más la busca y más la nombra. Garúa, tristeza, hasta el cielo se ha puesto a llorar. Como un duende que en la sombra más la busca y más la nombra. Garúa, tristeza, hasta el cielo se ha puesto a llorar.
Although Goyeneche felt comfortable with the orchestra he was, it was Troilo himself who helped him develop as a soloist. And he was right, only that it took him some time. In 1967, finally, Roberto Goyeneche registered his first record as a soloist with the orchestra of Armando Pontier. As from then on, he would register with different orchestras, many of them especially integrated for him.
Un pedazo de barrio, allá en Pompeya, durmiéndose al costado del terraplén. Un farol balanceando en la barrera y el misterio de adiós que siembra el tren. Un ladrido de perros a la luna, el amor escondido en un portón. Los sapos va volando en la laguna y a lo lejos la voz del bandoneón.
His career as a soloist started consolidating, but also his style, which would finally rank him among the best interpreters of tango. And not exactly as singer, but as narrator. Composer and pianist Attilio Stampone says, Goyeneche's style is created by himself, little by little, as from the moment he becomes a soloist. That's to say, that original phrasing that makes him unique in the genre, the control of the time, of the rhythm. The Polish had his own phrases, better than most musicians. I believe that the Polish is the opposite of Gardel. Because when listens to that voice, I'm convinced there is no other voice as beautiful as Gardel's in the world. And he is the great tango singer. Why? The Polish is the opposite. Because the Polish tells us tango stories rather than sing them. And he tells the story as no other tango singer ever did.
Como no la ha contado ningún cantor de tango.
Estás desorientado y no sabes qué trole hay que tomar para seguir. Y en ese desencuentro con la fe, querés cruzar el mar y no podés. La araña que salvaste te picó, ¿qué vas a hacer? Y el hombre que ayudaste te hizo mal, dale que va. Y todo el carnaval gritando pisoteo, la mano fraternal que Dios te dio.
Eclectic, modern, mediatic. Roberto Goyeneche succeeded in surviving all those years that tango was démodé. He announced his retirement several times, overcome a surgery in the vocal cords, and even under a diagnosis of emphysema, he kept singing and singing. Regained popularity in 1988 after a role played at the film South of Argentine filmmaker Fernando Pino Solanas. Thanks to that performance, the tango as a musical genre regained interest among the young generation.
Quisiste con ternura y el amor te devoró de atrás hasta el riñón.
Throughout his career, he's recorded almost 50 records and his registers are permanently selected for new re-editions or anthologies.
Amargo desencuentro porque ves que es al revés. Creíste en la honradez y en la moral, qué estupidez.
Roberto Goyeneche, the Polish, passed away in 1994. He was the last representative of the Bohemian tango interpreter.
Siempre al amor vuelvo a vos con mi deseo, con mi temor. Llevo el sur como un destino del corazón. Soy del sur como los aires del bandoneón. Sueño el sur, inmensa luna, cielo al revés. Busco el sur, el tiempo abierto y su después. Quiero el sur, su buena gente, su dignidad. Siento el sol como tu cuerpo en la intimidad. Te quiero, sol. Sol, te quiero.
Argentina to the World presented Roberto Goyeneche, the great narrator of tango.
Vuelvo al sur, como se vuelve siempre al amor. Vuelvo a vos, con mi deseo, con mi temor. Quiero el sur.
Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
Siento el sol como tu cuerpo en la intimidad. Vuelvo al sur. Llevo el sur. Te quiero, sol.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE.
Coming up, a feature on Villa Carlos Paz in the province of Córdoba, one of the top summer destinations in Argentina as the summer is ongoing here in the southern hemisphere, and there are a lot of people out there on holidays. But before that, let us enjoy a little bit of folklore, folk music, with this classic of the Argentine folk songbook, Agitando Pañuelos. That would be something like waving scarves, because when you dance, especially chacarera, which is one of the subgenres of folklore, you wave like a scarf or a handkerchief. Actually, it's the samba. I'm being corrected, not the chacarera. That is danced with handkerchiefs or a scarf, something like a cloth. It's typical.So this song makes reference to that. Sergio Galleguillo is the interpreter of this song that has been rendered by many, many artists.
perfil. Me fui diciendo adiós, y en ese adiós quedó enredado un querer. Agitando pañuelos me fui, queriendo añorar la zampa de ayer.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
This is Argentine Destinations. Today we take you to Villa Carlos Paz in the province of Córdoba, the heart of the Sierras County. If you're looking for the epicenter of Argentine summer energy, you can find that in the province of Córdoba. Nestled in the Punilla Valley, on the shores of the San Roque Lake, sits Villa Carlos Paz. While the city of Córdoba is the historic and academic capital of the province, about 50 kilometers away, Carlos Paz, as locals call it, is the undisputed capital of fun, mountains, and sunshine. For travelers coming from abroad, the journey is simple. You can fly into Córdoba's Pajas Blancas International Airport, and within a mere 40 minutes via a modern highway, you will see the blue waters of the lake and the famous cuckoo clock that marks the entrance to the city. Carlos Paz is the gateway to the Sierras, a landscape of ancient, rounded mountains that offer a completely different vibe from the flat pampas or the rugged Andes. One of the most defining characteristics of Villa Carlos Paz is its theater land status. Every summer, from December to March, the city undergoes a transformation. The main streets become a glittering red carpet. There is a long-standing friendly rivalry in Argentina, Carlos Paz versus Mar del Plata. While Mar del Plata has the tradition of the Atlantic coast, Carlos Paz has spent the last two decades aggressively expanding its entertainment industry to rival, and often surpass, its coastal competitor. The city boasts over 50 theaters, ranging from massive state-of-the-art venues to intimate independent stages. You'll find everything from massive Broadway-style musicals and comedies to the Revista, a unique type of Argentine variety show, and traditional folk music festivals. As one traveler noted on a popular blog, walking down the pedestrian street at midnight in Carlos Paz is like being in a mountain version of Times Square. You'll see famous actors handing out flyers, giant neon marquees, and a crowd that stays energized until sunrise. Then there is the climate advantage, sierras versus the coast. This is where Carlos Paz truly wins the hearts of many vacationers. If you've ever visited the beaches of Buenos Aires province, like Mar del Plata or Pinamar, you know the gamble. The weather can be temperamental. It is quite common to spend half of your vacation wrapped in a sweater because of the sudestada winds or chilly Atlantic mists that make the beach impossible. In the Sierras of Córdoba, the story is different. The weather is famously stable and dry. During the day, it is hot enough to enjoy the lake or the many balnearios, the river resorts, but without the suffocating humidity of the coast. And when the sun goes down, the mountain air cools just enough to make a light jacket comfortable for your walk to the theater. It is a predictable sunny summer that allows you to plan your outdoor activities without checking the radar every 10 minutes. While the theaters dominate the night, the day belongs to the wet, to the water. The San Roque Lake is a hub for nautical sports such as sailing, windsurfing, and paddleboarding, which are everywhere. But the true local secret lies in the rivers, streams, or arroyos. Just a short drive or bus ride from the center, you will find crystalline rivers like the Rio San Antonio. Here, the water flows over smooth rocks, creating natural jacuzzis and deep pools, perfect for swimming. The balnearios are equipped with grills, parrillas, so you can spend the entire day in the shade of a willow tree, making an asado right by the water. One frequent visitor wrote online, "There is something about the sound of the Córdoba rivers. It's not the roar of the ocean, it's a constant soothing trickle. You can sit in a chair in the middle of the shallow water with your mate, and suddenly the stress of the city is 1,000 miles away." For those who want to view the aerosilla, the chairlift is a must. It takes you to the top of the Cerro de la Cruz, offering a panoramic view of the entire valley, the lake, and the city. If you are feeling active, you can hike the trail to the summit, and at the top you'll find the silence of the mountains, a sharp and welcome contrast to the bustling theater district below. Villa Carlos Paz is a city of two faces, the high-energy, neon-lit theater destination by night and the peaceful, sunny mountain retreat by day. It offers the best of Argentine show business culture without the unpredictable chill of the Atlantic. Whether you are there for a star-studded play or a quiet afternoon by a hidden mountain stream, Carlos Paz proves that in Argentina, the mountains are just as much a summer destination as the sea. Let us play now something from the province of Córdoba. This song was the song of the summer a couple of years ago by popular Córdoba artist Luke Ra, called La Morocha, which is an Argentine slang word for the brunette.
Camisa transpirada, melena mojada, me puse los zapatos, me pegué una perfumada. Me voy a la bailanta a tomarme una cuanta. Soy el rey de la noche y hoy salgo con la banda. Voy con los muchachos pero están medio lento. Yo en la cacería siempre enfocado atento. Hay una morocha sola se está moviendo. Quiere un cuartetazo violento.
Que alguien saque a bailar a la morocha que se muere de ganas. No puede hacer todo el campeón. Lento, lento, pero siempre atento. Me gusta que te guste, pero cero sentimientos. Mi amor, yo soy así, no quiero meter cuento. Pero si te digo que no te entro, yo te miento.
Baby, yo soy el hombre que tu cuerpo necesita. Yo soy el que sabe que tenés ganitas de que te saque a tirar unos pasos. Vamos paso a paso, me tomo un par de vasos y saco, saco a bailar a la brocha.
Que se muere de ganas. No puede hacer todo el campeón. Quiero que juegue la banda. L-U-C-K Fontana.
Dímelo Renzo. B-M Rompiendo.
Ray Argentina al mundo. Rai, Argentina 面向世界.
Rai, Argentina vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentin.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina al mondo.
Rai, Argentinian in die Welt.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents 10 Argentine people who impressed the world. Mafalda, the girl that thinks, claims, and dreams.
Atención, apunten, canten, desarrúguense, florezcan.
One day, in March 1962, Mafalda was born. A character created for an advertisement, which would become a cartoon in 1964. The cartoon magazines had a large tradition in Argentina, associated to critical and political humor. They had already appeared in the 19th century, but none of their characters was a child. And least of all, a girl.
Atención, alumbren, nazcan, desbarátense, ofrezcan.
What was expected of a girl in the 60s? That she went to primary school, then to secondary school, to get trained as a teacher, and that she got married and had her own family. Exceptionally, a woman could follow a professional career that kept her away from marriage and children. That universe, already in conflict, the questioning of the role of housewife versus a working-out woman, and many other paradigms born in the aftermath of the Second World War, fed the character of Mafalda. Quino, whose real name is Joaquín Lavado, not only struck the attention of readers with a character like this, but also filled Mafalda and her friends with the most bitter criticisms of the political and social situation in Argentina and the world. The fact that Mafalda started in 1964 and ended in 1973 is quite surprising. Dozens of millions of people think that Mafalda's arguments are still as contemporary as if Kino had written them for the occasion. Kino never suspected, when he created the character, that the musing of these children would be translated into 26 languages. Japanese, Italian, Portuguese, Greek, French, Dutch, to name a few.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno.
¿Vas a leer?
Sí, un ratito.
Acuérdate que mañana tenemos que madrugar. Hay que llevar a Mafalda a la escuela.
Joaquinito, Quinito, or Kino appeared in the cartoon to interpret Mafalda's friends as the need arose. Felipe first. Manolito, Susanita, Miguelito.
Y este es el mundo de Mafalda.
And finally, Libertad. The little girl who exhibits her revolutionary and libertarian principles every time she can. The space voyages, gender equality, democracy, justice, the wars, the mass appearance of TV, peace in the world, the Beatles, urban life, rebellion, the world of business and businessmen, the most common traditions of the middle class.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land. Submarines, so we sailed onto the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Those and many other topics cross the universe of Mafalda, a universe which, no doubt, changed, but whose main concerns continue asking the same questions and wishing happiness to humanity. It is Mafalda who says, "And when the consumer society achieves the consumer repletion, what?" It is her who states, "This dictionary is garbage because it says that the world comes from the Latin expression mundus, and the important thing is not where it comes from, but where it is heading to." Or, "If cars want to commit suicide, it is up to them. What I do not understand is that mania they have to commit suicide when they are taking people in them." Or, "I wonder whether modern life is not more modern than life."
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea,
Mafalda readers have seen more than once that she looks for, gets worried about, and even suffers for the world peace, hunger, and illiteracy. The planet, one of Mafalda's favorite toys, had suffocated the great fire of war less than 20 years ago, and beat at the rhythm of those utopias because the good-thinking majority was pretty sure that with peace, education, and social welfare, a society without wars could be built. Without exaggeration, Mafalda could be the number one flag bearer at the United Nations, because there, the hopes of a world based on dialogue would be deposited.
Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Cómprelo, doña Juana, que le vendo cosa buena. Cómprelo, doña Juana, que le vendo cosa buena. Se alimenta con jarabe, con batata y berenjena. Se alimenta con jarabe, con batata y berenjena. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Y si salta medianoche, doña Juana, no se asuste. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote.
In Mafalda's last cartoon, she appears asleep and smiling. It is June 1973. Argentina had just recovered democracy after elections with no bans and few days after the political prisoners were all set free. In Latin America, democracies are the rule, and the military coups that will spread the region with dictatorships had not started yet. The girl dreams, and in her dream, the world is run over by a huge demonstration, almost as if it were a premonitory nightmare of the approaching barbaric events, first in Uruguay, later in Chile, later still in Bolivia, Susanita said. Idiot, you have a nightmare and you still laugh. Mafalda, a cartoon born in the Southern Hemisphere, became the humor paradigm and critical thought, and continues representing the tenderness and the dreams that keeps her still alive. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented 10 Argentine people who impress the world. Mafalda, the girl that thinks, claims, and dreams. Script and production, Darío Burstein. Edition, Matías Arrezaigor. The voice, Miriam Túrcula.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, operated by sound technician Walter Danesi and hosted by yours truly, Fernando Farias, a show that airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, frequency 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. Thank you very much for listening, folks, and hasta mañana.